Okay, markets are moving moderately higher as we move through the final hour of trading on this Wednesday afternoon. Here to give us his take on what's happening is Doug Roberts, founder and chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research, also the author of the book Follow the Fed to Investment Success. Doug, thanks for joining us. Today we saw the latest Beige Book report from the Fed. Let's get started by seeing how you think that's affecting the market today.
Well, right now, I mean, the Beige Book itself was somewhat mixed. It showed stabilization, but not necessarily improvement. The one thing that stuck out with the Beige Book itself is almost most of the improvement was really exclusively in areas that benefited from basically government stimulus or programs or government stabilization efforts. A perfect example of that was the dichotomy between commercial and residential real estate. Commercial still remained, as they say, reported to be one of the weakest sectors. And it was, you know, noted in really across the board. But at the same time, residential, real estate, and manufacturing continued a pattern of improvement that emerged over the summer. And the big difference is both residential real estate and manufacturing have been the subject of government programs. Residential real estate with the first-time homebuyer credit and manufacturing with the Cash for Clunkers program. So really, it's almost like the government is the lender and spender of last resort, and this report tends to back that up.
Which almost begs the question, do you see any evidence that this economy is beginning to be self-reliant? In other words, not reliant on federal stimulus or Fed monetary policy, accommodative monetary policy. Are you seeing any sense that this economy is getting ready to go it on its own?
Not really. I mean, I see the stabilization has been effective. But, the major improvement is really driven by the government. What you're seeing is particularly, let's look at two things, really. One, consumer spending, which shows weakness in general across the board here, or somewhat mixed. And again, that, you know, the increases in consumer spending almost tend to be rollovers of really areas that have improved somewhat because of government strength. And then in addition to that, you see kind of very, very low wage pressure, which supports, you know, really the continuing rise in unemployment. And with a consumer economy that was 70% dependent upon consumer spending, if people are unemployed, how is that going to finance consumer spending unless we're going to have, you know, credit cards or cash for credit cards where they're going to issue basically people credit cards and say, you know, you can spend a certain amount of money, which, you know, could be a possibility. That's essentially what these subsidies are. But ultimately, it's being driven by that. And until you have something that kind of stabilizes the employment situation, I don't see how you're going to get the consumer spending number back. And without consumer spending, it begs the question, what's going to replace it in terms of the driver of stabilization or growth of the economy outside of the government?
It sounds like you wouldn't be very bullish on the retail sector as we head toward the holiday shopping season.
I think, you know, you're going to have problems, but again, what I found right now is a large part of this is really we still have a good portion of the stimulus that right now hasn't been spent yet, and almost I think partially what you're getting right now is a lot of people are saying, well, once the stimulus kicks in, this can basically increase business spending, this can cause an entire ripple effect, and as we've seen, if the government spends enough money, we can have the effects. One of the things you have to look back is if you go back into the 30s, from roughly 33 to 36, you had a huge bull market and also a huge rebound in the economy, decreases in unemployment. And that was really driven by basically government programs and a lot of the steps taken by the Roosevelt administration. But once that pulled back, essentially, you had a problem back down in 37 and it had to be restored. So I think you're a long way away from kind of pulling this and expecting the economy to grow on its own. But at the same time, if the government can maintain spending, and it's a little bit different from the 30s, because now it's largely being financed by debt, then this can continue for quite some time. Or as I like to say, the government can persist in its course of action longer than you can remain solvent.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the dollar, some dollar weakness. Lately, it's been good to stocks, almost a reverse correlation. Dollar weakness seems to equate to stock market upswings. Is this a short-term good thing, or is it a long-term good thing, the dollar weakness I'm speaking of?
I think probably what you're talking about is it's an equalization. It depends upon, really, if you have kind of like a dollar crash of some type. But ultimately, you know, what you have is you have the emerging economies, particularly China, with a huge built-up of dollar reserves, huge savers, and we were the huge spenders and consumers, and that's kind of like an unstable situation, and what we're seeing is a reversal that may be a weakness of the dollar. As part of that, the real question becomes, you know, is the weakness such that it starts resulting in lower interest costs, people basically dumping treasuries, and higher costs of borrowing, and basically substantially higher prices of oil. If that happens, that can be a negative in the economy. However, if it's kind of a gradual situation, then, you know, at that point, at least in the short term, it could be positive.
Final quick question. What areas or what sectors are you bullish on?
I think technology can be a very, very positive thing in this type of environment, because right now, if you say that this is going to continue for the future, people are looking for ways to basically become more efficient, more productive, and save money. And in that situation, a technology solution is very cost-effective. And again, that's also represented in the Beige Book as well. You've also seen that in kind of like healthcare pharma as well, because you have demographics of an aging population which will need more treatment. And I think they can cut a deal with the Obama administration, which you've seen since they are now presently supporting the president's health care effort. The last segment could possibly be energy as well, just simply, at least in the short term, for an increase in demand for the economy. Energy might be a sector, and particularly with a decreasing dollar, where there could be benefits, although that's a much more speculative area. And by energy, it could be oil, it could be alternative energy, it could be across the board.
Great. Doug, we're out of time. Thanks an awful lot for your time and for your analysis today.
Thank you very much.
Doug Roberts, founder and chief investment strategist at Channel Capital Research, author of the book Follow the Fed to Investment Success.